Weiter in Shaspir and Daf Tesvav, picking up on Yudalma Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom, Amar Rava, continuing on in our attempt to figure out what's the din of Tzara'as, if a person is a Tzara'a, whether a Chag overrides it or doesn't. Amar Rava, comes along Rava. Little sneak peek, it's not going to work. The person says, Tzara'as, Chag will not override it, but let's take a look. Amar Rava, Toshima, Tobaba, Shima, Baba. V'atzarua, the pasuk talks about a tzura, and it says, V'atzarua, if a person has tzaras, then he has to go and rip his clothing, and he's let his hair grow long. What is that coming to say? Why does it say V'atzarua? The lashon of V'ha is coming to include L'rabbis Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Gadol has the laws of tzaras. Now, says the Gemara, I'm going to say this outside and read it inside. Okay, so in regards to Avelus, the laws of a Kohen Gadol are like a normal person during the Chag. Meaning to say, just like no mourning for a regular person in the Chag, Chag overrides the rules of mourning, so too, there's no mourning for a Kohen Gadol during the year. The Kohen Gadol overrides the rules of Avelus. Like we learn in Mishnah, Hori Yostaf, Yud Beis and Beis, that even when a Kohen Gadol is an Onain, that means he loses one of his Zion Krovim, father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, spouse, he still brings karbanos, although he doesn't eat from them, but he still brings a karban. We learn that from the discussion of Moshe V'Aroin, when Aaron lost his son and he still brought a karban, and though he didn't eat from it, Moshe says, why are you eating from it? So he said, what, will Hashem be happy if I eat from it? And he's like, oh yeah, right, good point. So that's the first point. And then we say that the entire year for a Kohen Gadol is like a regel, and the Kohen Gadol can become a tzarua from the word in the pasuk. Therefore, we say that tzaras does not get knocked off by a chag. Oh, let's read inside. L'rabbis Kohen Gadol, v'Kohen Gadol the chol hashana k'regel l'kuli amadami. The Kohen Gadol during the whole year is like it's like a regel for everyone else that it knocks off the halachas of mourning. Dithan is going to the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol makir v'onin, he brings his own and v'enolcha doesn't eat. Shema mina, no itzaras v'regel, shema mina. So we see from here that his tzaras is noegim v'regel, shema mina. Says Rashi, if you look at the very last three words, lines in Rashi, says, Alma kol shana l'didei k'regel dami, the whole year is like a regel for him. V'getani denoeg bo tzaras. And he has tzaras during the whole year, the Kohen Gadol. And it's like regel, and regel's not knocking it off. Tif shot to call mitzara, no tzaras of regel. So too, every mitzara is he does have tzaras. It doesn't override it. Shmamina, he retains it. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Avel, now we understand the fact that we brought a connection between Avelus, someone who's menuda, someone who's in Cherim, excommunicated, and a Mitzora. We want to know, how far does that connection go? There are many connections between them, and halachas overlap a little, so how far does it go? Does it go so far as to say that also they're not allowed to cut their hair? Says the Gemara, Avel, sorry, he can't cut his hair. How do we know Avel can't cut their hair? Because the fact is, Mitakarmi l'urachmanu l'bnei Aaron, roshaychem al tifro, michal dukuliyama aser. We know that when Aaron's sons, Elazar and Itamar, Hashem said to them, make sure that your hair, Roshaychem al tifro, don't leave it in a state where it's not cut. In other words, you have to cut it. That's talking about when Nadav and Avihu died and they were in a state of mourning, and Hashem said, make sure you cut your hair. In fact, he's saying, make sure you cut your hair. It must be Mechlal de Kuliyam Asa, that everyone else, it's also for them to cut their hair. Otherwise, why would you go and tell me that we have to be cutting their hair? Okay. Beep, turn the page. Tes Vav. Menuda Mitzar, and the question is, what about a Menuda and a Mitzar? What's the din with these people that are Menuda Nidoy, excommunicated? Or Mitzar, Mahim Betisporis, do they go ahead and are they allowed to cut their hair or they're not allowed to cut their hair? Toshima, Toshima, Menuda Mitzar, Nasur and Lasaba Lechabes, they are also for them to go out and cut their or to clean their clothing. Menuda Shemes. This is a continuation of the Braisa. A person who is in a state of Nidoy and they die, and they didn't actually get out of their state. Rashi says, safe to Bryce. The din is, based in Soklin as Arono, they go ahead and they soak, they throw stones, they stone his Aron, his coffin, his casket. Rabbi Huda says, Lo she amidu alav galavadim kegalo shel achan, Ella, based in Shulchan, Menichan, Evin Gedola, ala Rono. If we know the tragic story about Achan, which we now, when we say Aleinu every day, we know the second paragraph, Al Kain Nekave Lecha, first letter Al is Ayin, Kain, Chaf, Nun, Nekave, Achan. Achan was the one who wrote Al Kain Nekave Lecha. Yoshua is the one who wrote Aleinu L'Shabech, and the second paragraph by Achan, who he went ahead and he took from the war, when they went out to war, and he took from the booty. He wasn't supposed to touch that booty. Don't touch the spoils, but he does. And when he does that, it ended up happening, and unfortunately, a lot of Jews ended up dying because of that. And his end, his demise was that he ended up getting killed. And Skila. And afterwards, they took a whole bunch of stones and they piled it up on top. So comes like Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying, not by the person who's a nidoy, the same thing. Lo she'am nidoy lav galavanim kagal shel achan. That's not how we do it to him. Like the pasuk, the Rashi brings the pasuk of Siva Yakuma lav galavanim gadol. Ella, rather, what do we do? Beizin shochel meichan even yidol arun. They go and they send a very big stone. They go ahead and they place on top of it. Lelamelcha, come and teach you. Shekol hamisnada umeis benidoy. Anyone who gets in the state of nidoy is excommunicated and he dies like that. Bezin Silken Sarona, Bezin comes along and they stone his Aron. The goal is for us to learn from that, not to behave how he behaved. Next. Okay, now we're going to have a whole series of questions now that's going to go through Avelos and Nidoy and Cherem and all different ideas. So now, let's here we go. It's going to go back and forth. Avel, Chayiv Atifasos, and Avel has to go ahead and he has to be Ma'atif, he has to cover over his head. This is a minhag they used to do back in the day. He would cover it to his mouth and his nose. And now, the fact that Hashem said to Yecheskel, when Yecheskel was also in a state of mourning, and he said not to, he said, "Velo sata al safam," he says, do not cover yourself into your lips. The fact is saying that he doesn't do such a thing must mean that everyone else does have to do it. Everyone else is chiyuv to go ahead and cover themselves like that. Menuda, what about the case of a menuda? Someone who's in a state of menuda, excommunicated. Does she have to go and do the same thing? Amar Yosef says, Toshima, Toshima, wa. This, my friend, throwback to Tainis Dav Yudalid. It says Rashi, "Heimisatim Mefurish Mesachas Tainis La'achar Shesanu Shlosh Shoyi Tainis Ibar." After they fasted for 13 fasts, and because they didn't have any rain, what do? They're misatif themselves. V'yoshrin Kiminudim V'kavilim. They go ahead and they do it in a way like we said, like they're in a state of nidoy, in a state of avelus. Until when? Until they have mercy on them from heaven. So what do we see? Nonetheless, we go out and we see that, yes, there's a person new who does cover their head. Oh, beautiful. Says Gemara, no. Maybe it's a different case when it's a menuda min hashamayim. If it's coming from Hashem, it's a state of nidoy. Rashi says ki hani shiny the chamiri. It's more intense. Maybe the others don't. The chamir. I left the word out. Amar Abaye v'dilma menuda l'shamayim shiny the chamir because it's more machmir. So we don't have a raya. What about mitzora? Mitzora ma'ayim v'tifas rosh. You have to go and cover his head. Toshima, toshima. The pasuk says v'al safam yateh. That Rashi says mashma tifas rosh. Right, go over to the lips. You have to wrap yourself to the lips. V'chal shechayev v'tifas rosh. You have to do such a thing. Shmami no. Oh, indeedly dee, my friends. That is the halacha when it comes to mitzora. Avol also the nech tefillin, the tefillin. Avol's not allowed to put on tefillin. Mita kamar leirachman leicheskel. In fact, the pasuk says leicheskel pe'ercha chavosh alecha. Pe'ercha means which is glory. You should wrap on yourself. Make sure you go and put upon yourself michlal. What is it? And Rashi says pe'ercha is that tefillin michlal. That implies to kuliyam aser. The fact he's telling him dafka to be doing it must be everyone else is not allowed to do it. Menuda whatever menuda min ma'al betefillin. Does a menuda put on tefillin? Teiku. We don't know. Biter. Mitzor, what's the case of Mitzor? Ma'ar with fillin, does he put on to fill in? Right, so we dealt with Avel, we dealt with Vizdu. Avel tfillin, menuda tfillin, mitzora. Mitzora, ma'ar with fillin, does he put on tfillin? Toshima, toshima. That's surah. Possibly the hat surah. The rabbi's Kohen Gadol is coming to include Kohen Gadol that he has to go ahead and be involved with Saras. Begod of Yufrumim, it says that the pasuk goes on that his clothing should be frumim, meaning should be koraim. They should be torn. Virosho yefarua, and his hair should be parua. What does that mean? Ain priya eligidus hair. Priya means to allow his hair to grow. In other words, we don't cut his hair. Divri Rabbi Lezer, except Rabbi Lezer. Kivo omer. Nemra havoya barosh. It says a lotion of havoya by the head. Venemra havoya bebeged. And it says havoya by a beged, by the clothing. So what do we do? Gzereshava shtekel ma haviyosanamura bebeged. Dover shechutz migufo. Just like havoya, what it says by the lotion of a beged, it means something which is not on, not his body, meaning the clothing. Afavoya barosh. Dover shechutz migufo. So too, the havoya in the rosh means something outside of his body. My lava tefillin. Is this coming to include tefillin? It seems according to Rabbi Akiva, it means that he does not put on tefillin. And Rabbi Eliezer We say he does have to put on tefillin. Amrav Papa, lo, lav dafka. We don't have to say that according to Rabbi Kiva means tefillin. Akumsa visudra. Maybe it means a kumsa and a sudra. Rashi says, klomesh, you rosha megula, mikumsa visudra. About tefillin meniach. He just doesn't put on any sort of hat, but he, or some sort of sudr, which is like a kerchief, like they used to cover their hair. But tefillin, hitaka does have to wear. What about avel? Asa b'shele shalom. You know, an avel, we're not allowed to go ahead and say shalom aleichem. He's not allowed to go ahead and say to other people, what up? How y'all doing? The Kamer L'Rachman L'Cheskel. Hayanik Dom. Hayanik is a lashon of Avelus. Rashi says, Klomer, Darazet, Tinog Avelus. Shetidom velo tisha l'shalom. You should be quiet and don't ask for peace. Don't ask how people are doing. Don't say Shulam Aleichem. Menuda, what's the case of Menuda? Ma'o b'shel l'shalom. Can you go and say shal l'shalom? I'm ready to say, Toshimato, wa-wa-shima, wa-wa. Take us back to Tainis, my friend. Yud beis amud beis. Right, the Tani Gabi Tani Rashi says, "Hein Yosfin Kaminudim Vavelim." Right, Toshema it says, "Ubishela Shalom Shabinon Lachavero." That as well, that they shouldn't be doing. Rather, Kibinei Adam and Nizufin Lamakam, like people that are getting the smackdown from Hashem, and just sit back and don't do nothing. I'm there by it. Lav dafka, dilma menuda shamayim shiny. It's different. The chamer, because it's more machmir, and if you don't have a raya from there, but what a case a normal menuda would be. Mitzorah, about a mitzorah, ma'u b'shel shalom. Can you go ahead and say, shulum aleichem, says the Gemara Toshima. Well, the pasuk says, v'al safam yate. It says by a mitzorah that he should cover himself up to his lips. Yusuf sosav midubako zubazu. We learn in Dashan that his lips should be stuck one to the next. Shake a minute of ka'avel. Like a minute of ka'avel. And he ain't allowed to say shulam aleichem. He's got to stay quiet. Shema mina. So we see that taka mitzorah is not allowed to say shulam aleichem. Says Gemara, and if she's made a minute, let's learn it from this exactly what we just said to a minute also. He's not allowed to also say it. So he said, no, nice try. Amar vacha bar pinchas v'shed rav Yosef mikatani sha'aser. Did it say that by a Masorah, that it should be like a Masorah, that is aser to go ahead and say Shulam Aleichem? No, I mean, Sheikh Menudah v'ka'ava katani, b'milech v'nei, say that. It should be like them in other areas. V'aser nami b'shel shalom. And besides being like them in other areas, in addition to that, it's also aser in de'shel shalom. So we have a riot to learn from there that we said, oh, they should be like a Menudah, and therefore it's aser for them, therefore Menudah is also aser. And it says we don't have a riot from that, because maybe it means like a Menudah in other areas, and when it comes to she'el shalom, it's additional. And Avos not allowed to go ahead and shtag the Heilige Torah. How do we know? From the fact that he said to Yecheskel Dom, which means stop, don't be involved in shtagging. And from here, we're actually saying that we're learning from him to all of us. Menuda, Ma'awi Divri Torah. What's it done by Menuda when it comes to Divri Torah? Amar Rav Yosef, Toshima, Menuda, Shona v'Shonen Lo. You can go and you can teach, and other people are allowed to go out and teach him. Niskar v'Niskarim Lo. He's allowed to get him, he's allowed to be rented out, he's allowed to be hired, He's allowed to be hired, and he can hire the people. Muhram, when it comes to a person who's in a state of muhram cheirim, as she says, shemachmirim becheirim lachel lamed yom laachar nidoy, that it's a higher level of being excommunicated. We have nidoy and we have cheirim. That type of person, lo shonav lo shonav lo, he can't learn or be taught. Lo niskar of lo niskar and lo, he can't be hired. He can't hire. Aval shonehu laatzmo, but he can learn by himself, which means just by himself. And shelo yafsik is limudo, that he doesn't stop his steiging. Meaning, I shouldn't lose out all of his Torah. V'osa lo chanus ketana v'shil parnasasa. You can open a little store in order to just be able to live. V'amar Rav and Rav said, Zabune maya b'facto da'aravos. You can sell water by the Rashi says, b'facto da'aravos means v'shuk shel osa makom, in the shuk of that place, in the marketplace there. Shema mina, what do we see over there? That he is taka, allowed to go ahead and learn Torah. Mitzorah, ma'abu de Torah, mitzorah, can you go and shtag Torah, toshima, avodatam, levenecha, levenecha. You should go and make sure that you make known to your children and your children's children. This is a pasuk that we should all know well. Yom Hashem, anatolifne, Hashem, lekech, lechorev. This is by Har Sinai. So the pasuk says, vodatam, levenecha, levenecha. Yom Hashem, anatolifne, Hashem, lekech, lechorev. The day that you stood in front of Hashem, lechorev. Now, what do we learn from this? Smile, holon be'im of Yerba, Esses of Isaiah. Just like when we stood at Har Sinai, it was in Ema, Yira, a state of fear and awe, Resses, trembling, Zeah, sweating. Right? Instead of, this is like serious, took stuff very seriously. Mikan Amrfer, we said, Hazav Mitzrayim, Aboli Nidos, people that have done these type of things, Mutar and Likos Batar, and Via Muksuvin, it's mutter for them to go ahead and learn from it, Velishos, Vemejis, Vashas, Velachos, Agalus, and do all these, learn all these type of stuff. People that end up with these cases of Zav Mitzora, Aboli Nidos, it didn't come from a sense of lacking of any sort of, it's not coming from Kalos Rosh, but Balkaria, and it's going to be also for them to go and shtag all this stuff. You know why? Because it came from Kalos Rosh. Rashi says, "Afisha balahem machmas simcha v'kalos Rosh v'leka ema." They're lacking the ema. They can't be shtagging over there. Shema Minoah comes over here. A mitzora is allowed to shtag the heilige heilige toira. Viter. Avil also b'tichbosis. Avil is also to go ahead and do laundry. Tichsev is a pasuk seva. Yishlach Yoav tkoa v'yikach misham isha chachama v'yomer aleis ablina v'livshina bigde evil v'al tasuchi shemen v'yisiki ish ze yomim rabim mishabel sameis. So you see over here that what does he say? Go ahead and be in a state of mourning and don't put any oil on yourself and be like that for a bunch of days. Like someone who's mourning, but what do you see nonetheless? That what comes out from this whole storyline is the whole story in Shmuel, how they're pulling a nice little shtick and a nice little trick. Take a look over there in Shmuel Yudala Beis. But point nonetheless that comes out of here is that we see that a person who is an Avel, they're not allowed to go ahead and they're not allowed to wash their clothing. What about Menuda Mitzrayim? A person who's a Menuda Mitzrayim, can they go ahead and clean their clothing? Toshima, Menuda Mitzrayim, Asun L'Saber L'Chabes, Shema Mina, pretty straightforward, Aser. Avel Chai B'Kriyan, Avel's not allowed to go ahead and he's not allowed to rip his clothing. I'm sorry, he has to. Chaya B'Kriya, Avel Chaya B'Kriya, he must tear his clothing. The Kamer Lu Rachman Lu Bnei Aaron is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Aaron again when they were in the state to Elos and he's talking when they were in the state of Avelis for another view. He says Lo Sifromu, do not go ahead and tear your clothing. Mekhlal the Kuliyamu Mechayev. The fact that he told them not to must be everyone else is chayev to do such a thing. Menudo whatever Menudo Ma'abakriya. Does he go and does he tear his clothing? Teku, we don't know. Mitzora by Mitzora, Ma'aba Kriya, does he go ahead and does he tear his clothing? Tashima begot of you frumim. Pasuk says that his clothing should be frumim. Shu mikurai, which means it should be ripped. Shmami not. Indeed, we see that he goes ahead and he tears his clothing. Avil chaye b'kfiya samita, and avas to go ahead and he has to flip over his bed. This is something they used to do back in the day, as we're going to see a few times later on the Masechta also, that they go ahead and they would flip their beds over when a person is in a state of avelus. The tani bar kapara. As Bar Kapara taught in the Braise, beep turn the page says Vavim Beis Demus Diyokni Nosati Behem. Hashem says, "I give you Demus Diyokni." In other words, like you were created Betzalim Elokim. Rashi says Betzalim Elokim. Also says Adam, you were created like me. Ubanoseim Hafachtia, but in their sins I have flipped it. Kifu Mitoseim Aleha. Let it be that they turn their beds over also. Meaning to say, what does that mean, flipped? That the person passed away. It's flipped out that they're not there anymore because they're Averus. So the same idea of being flipped, that it was changed from being alive to being dead. So we flip over the beds also. Mundudu Mitzor, Ma'o B'Kfiyas Amita. What about Mundudu Mitzor? Do they go out and do they flip their beds over? Teku, we don't know. Next. Avil also B'Sis Malachan. Avil is not allowed to do any work. D'chsev, Afachti Chagechem Le'Evil. I flipped over your Chag, your festival, into a state of Evil, of mourning. Ma'chag, Osa Malachan. Just because Chag, you're not allowed to do work. Avil, Osa Malachan, so too. And Avil can't either. In fact, the more Menuda. What about a Menuda? Ma'o B'Sis Malachan, can you do malacha? I'm Rav Yosef Toshima. Kisha Amu also besis malacha. When it says that a person is not allowed to do malacha, what are we talking about over here? Rashi says Kisha Amu Chachamim Gabi Avru Elu V'lo Nenu B'Tainis Yud Gimel also be malacha. That if they still have an answer from their fasting for rain, it's also malacha. V'chein etamotz benuda. So do you find benuda? So I'm Rav Yosef Toshima. Kisha Amu also besis malacha. Lo Amu Elu Bayom. It's not only during the day. Avu Belayla Mutis Mutis to do work. V'chein etamotz you also find benuda va'avu by mudamina and avel. My back to Gemara. Now, what is this coming to tell you? Lava kulu? Isn't this talking about everything? All the laws that we just said you're not allowed to do, including the idea you're not allowed to work. So what does he see? So someone's a menuda is not allowed to work. Therefore, you have a rias, is Gemara. Lo. Asha'ar, it's talking about everything else. You have to wrap your head and whatever things you have to be doing, the menuda also has to do. It doesn't mean that it's going to be also in work. You don't have a raya from there. Toshima, so we try from another answer. Menuda shona v'shonen lo. We're going to see it straight up that a menuda says he could learn and he could teach. He could v'shona shona. He could teach us and he could learn. Niskar v'niskar and lo. He can get hired and hire other people. Shema mino. What do we see straight up? He's a lot of work. Mitzora, Ma'abasis, Melachodim, Mitzora, Kedim, Melacha, Teku. Aval also bechitzen. Aval's not allowed to wash himself. The chesiv, the pasuk says, Va'al tosichi shaman, and don't go ahead and anoint yourself with oil, like we saw in the pasuk from Shmuel. Or bechitzen, bechlal, sicha. And the idea of bathing is included in this concept of sicha. Rashi says, the chesiv, Va'tovo kemayim, bekirbo kishaman, ba'atzmosov. So we compare these things together. Can he go out and can he bathe? Can he wash himself? Amar Rav Yosef, Toshim, back to Tainis. Can a menuda wash himself? Kishamar Asa Ritzicha, Rechitza, not Ritzicha, because that's for sure Asa, but Rechitza. When they said it's Asa Rechitza, when they have a Tainis Sibor, you're not allowed to go bathe yourself. La Amar Ela Kogufa means only your whole body. Aval. You're allowed to go wash your face and your hands and your legs. You find the same case when it comes to menuda and an avel. Doesn't mean lavakulo. Same thing by an avel and a menuda. So it's telling you he's not allowed to bathe his whole body. It means we can the different things that they do. They cover their head, their fair head, and different halachas, but not when it comes to bathing. So we don't have a raya. Okay, so says the Gemara, we leave that there. We don't answer it. Mitzor, what about Mitzor? Ma'ar Rabbi Rechitza, can he go ahead and can he wash himself? Teku, we don't know. Next. Avalos Aminios, a sign of love is not allowed to wear shoes. Meet the Gemara, the Rechaman, the Yechetzke, in fact, it's Yechetzke. Olcha, Tassim, Reglecha. Put shoes on your feet. Mechal, the Kuliyama, Osir. Everyone else is Osir, but him, Dafke, do. Menuda, whatever Menuda, Ma'ar Aminios, a sign. Does he go ahead and you put it on his feet? I said, Gemara, Amr of Yosef, Tashema. Let's take a look from Tainis. Because Amr also means a sandal. When it says that you're not allowed to go ahead on a tiny Siba, wear shoes, Lo Amr Ela Be'ir means only in the city. Only in the city. Aval B'derech Mutter, but if you're walking along the way, then you're allowed to wear shoes. Ha-Ketzad, how does that work? Yotza L'derech, no, when he goes out to the bath, put on his shoes. Nichnas La'ir Cholitz, when he comes to the city, take them off. V'chena Tamotzi, so too. V'chena Tamotzi B'menuda U'Be'avel. You find the same idea by a menuda and an avel. My, what doesn't that tell you? Lava Kula and all the different halachos, including the idea of shoes. Therefore, we see that a menuda can't wear shoes, at least when he's in the year in the city. Lo, Ashar means on other halachos, like wrapping his head, etc., but not talking about shoes. Mitzor Ma'amini is a sandal. Can he go put on shoes? Teku, we don't know. Avil also betashmish mitan. Avil is not allowed to have tashmish. And the chesiv is a pasuk says, "Vayinachim David is basheva ishto vayavo eleha." David was Menachem is wife Batsheva. He comforted her, vayavo eleha, and he was with her. Michlal the meikara aser must mean that meikara is she wasn't allowed to be with her. It was aser too. Rashi says this is talking about after the avelos, which means it's before his aser. Menuda, what about a menuda? Ma'ab tashmish mitan. There's a lot of tashmish. Amar of Yosef toshima toshima. All the time the Jewish people were in the Midbar, Menudin Hoya, they were considered like they were Menuda. They were in a state of excommunication. Wow, think about that. Pretty wild. Vishim Shemitu Sam, yet they were with their spouses. So what do we see? You're allowed to do such a thing. So it's Gemara, Nishkanarai, Amalei Avios, Amalei Abai, Medilma, Menuda L'Shamayim Shani, maybe when it comes to Menuda M'Shamayim, it's different. You can't learn anything from it. The kill, that it could be more Mekel. It's up to Hashem to decide, says Gemara. Kill? What? You're telling me that when Hashem comes and he does something that's more mekel? Vamer chamer. Didn't we say earlier the ideas that we know that when it comes to Medud B'Shamayim, wrapping his head and all these things, that's more chamer? Safuke mesafkele, says Gemar, really lamaisa, he's mesupuk, he's more chamer, he's more chil. Zil hacha, if you want to try to bring a raya from over here that you're allowed to have tashmish and therefore learn it from somewhere else, I'll say, kamadachile, I'm going to say the opposite. I'm going to kamadachile, you knock it off. Maybe it's makeup. And then if you go the opposite direction and start to say, like, you know, you wrap the head when it comes to Shemaim, so to other places also. Kamadachile, I'm going to say, no, it's more machmir. In other words, we don't know, so you can't learn out from that of a Shemaim, examine a Shemaim, to something else. Mitzorah and Mitzorah. Ma'abat tashmah mitzvah is a lot of tashmish. Tashimato. The pasuk says when a mitzora he has to be where michutz la'aholo. He's got to be 7 days. He's out. Shei keminudo ka'avel. It should be like a menuda and like an avel. Va'asa b'tashmish amita. It's asa b'tashmish amita. Ve'in aholo el ishto. Aholo means his tent, means his wife. Shenamar leich emor lahem shuvu lachem lo leichem. Tell the Jewish people to go back to their tents. So the fact that we say that shows that Shema Mina, that indeed a mitzvah is not allowed to have a relationship with the spouse. V'nifshut nami l'muda. So I don't learn this out to menuda also. Because it says it'd be like a menuda. Nice try. Amar Rav Huna Bar Eber Rav Pinchas Mishnah Rav Yosef Mika Tani Sha'aser. The Braisa said that a Metzora is like a Menuda. That, like, in as much that a Menuda is Aser. No, Sheikh Menuda Gavel. We compared them to Menuda. But Mila Chirinaisi and other things. V'aser Nami Tashem Mishnah. In addition to that was Tashem Mishnah Mita. Avel. Eino Mishalech Karbanosav. An Avel cannot go out and send, he doesn't send his Karbanos. Okay, you can't send the time you're going to the Braiser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlomim Bizman Shu Shalim. Shlomim, we learn from the word itself, it's at the time when he's actually Shalim, Rashi's Bedaito, Shadaito Miushevas Halav. His das is, he is Yishuvah das. He feels settled, he feels good. But Velobas Manchu Onein, not in the case when he's an Onein, when his dad is lying before him in such a case, then he doesn't go ahead and bring his Karbanos. Menuda, what about Menuda? Does he? Maui Shishalach Karbanosov, can he send his Karbanos? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashima, Tashima, Kol Asan Shalom Shayu Sal, but Midbar, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, Menudin Hayu, Vishilch Karbanosov, until they send Karbanos. So it must be you're allowed to go ahead. When you're Menuda, you can go ahead and you can send Karbanos says, "Amalei Rabbi, v'domenu l'shamayim shani. Maybe it's different to kill because more mekel. Kill, I think it's mekel. Omer chamer, who says more chamer? Sapugim esafkele. He was masupak umadchile, and therefore he would knock off in a in either direction you want to go. Right? You want to say, oh, let's learn from it. You say, no, it's more machmer. Oh, but then listen the other way. Nah, it's more mekel, and therefore you can't go ahead and learn from it. What's the din of menuda sending karbanos? We do not know. What about mitzora? Mitzora, ma'ashi shalach karbanosav. Can you go and send his karbanos? Tashma, the time when tenebraisa v'acharei taharaso." Spoiler alert, we're going to end up by saying that a Metzora is not a Metzora is not allowed to go and send it. Toshma, time we're looking at the Bible. Acharei Taraso, this is talking about a Kohen who becomes Tamei. After a Kohen becomes Tamei, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Adam lo yavol l'tama, ki im l'avol eim l'ben l'vas, l'achol l'achos, seven sha'azayim krovim, shalo yisol ishi tamu. So after it becomes Torah, after this person becomes Torah, the coin, Shivas Yavim Yisrael, then we count another 7 days. Then he goes ahead on the day when he comes in to the Beis HaMikdash, he goes and he brings his carbon. Okay, so what do we see? That a person goes ahead and becomes a Kohen, becomes Tamei, like a Tumas Mace, he has to become Torah, and then bring in the Chatas in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's break it down. So it says, V'acharei Taraso, and after it becomes Tahor, so then he goes ahead, he does what he's got to do. Achar Purishaso Min HaMeis. It means after he separates from the dead body, right? And then he goes to finish off the 7 days. Shivas Yom Yisbiru, he's going to count 7 days. Elu Shivas Yom Yisfiro. These are the 7 days talking about of a Metzora. When a Metzora goes ahead and becomes Tame, afterwards, when he becomes Tahor, he has to have 7 days in order to come back. So we're talking about, we see from the Kohen, they became Tummy for two reasons. One is because of Tummy Mace, and the other is because of Taras. Uviyom bo el HaKodesh el HaChatzah Pnimus HaSharis BaKodesh HaKriv Chatas, on the day that he comes into the inner courtyard, and into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go and bring a Chatas. Beep! Turn the page! Test Zayin! Zo Asira Sa'ifa Shalot's talking about is Asira Sa'ifa. What is that talking about? As Rashi points out, this is discussing that whenever you have a Kohen that becomes a Kohen, it's his first time going ahead and starting up the process of him being involved with the Kuhuna, he brings what's known as, Rashi points out, Kishmechanchenoso, Lavatchilo, when he starts off, he brings a carbon of a Sira Se'ifa. So Rashi says, Tap Rashi, Shemevi Kohen Edit, Kishmechanchenoso, Lavatchilo, Kidachsev, the Pasuk says, Zek carbon Aaron Ubanova Sheyakrivil Hashem, Yomi Mashachuso, when the days he is anointed, Asira Se'ifa, Varminum, we learn him in Nachos, Ubanov, the Rabbis Asira, is not going in the previous part of the pasuk. It's just another mitzvah that the Chetzel coming to tell us. Mitzvah of the Kohen to come to Chetzel. Alma shalohi yochel hakriv karbon al asir seifa. He wasn't able to bring that carbon until he became tar from tumas meis. Who had mitzaraso from the fact of being a mitzara. So zu asir seifa divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says Shimon Omer ubayom bo Yaakov. The day that he comes in, Yaakov, he brings a carbon, meaning to say, Bizman Shiroi Labia, Roy Lakrava. When he's Roy to come into the Beis HaMikdash, then he can bring in a carbon. Bizman Shain Roy Labia, Ain Roy Lakrava. When he can't come in, he can't go and bring it. So what do we see at the end? That a Metzora is not allowed to go ahead and send a carbon. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.